I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. Casey Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. The Community Development Corporation, Blue Hills Community Services, has been helping rebuild the Blue Hills neighborhood for the past 35 years. And they've just begun construction on their latest project, an energy-efficient renovation of a building at 50th and Prospect that will help build the capacity of small-time contractors they've been working with all along. As Sylvia reports, this contractor's incubator will be the first of its kind in the Kansas City area.
Cliff Popert is Director of Planning and Development at Blue Hills Community Services. He works directly with many contractors to rehab and build new homes in the neighborhood.
Well, a lot of the contractors we work with, they're pretty small shops. They're the owners of their business, but they're also the daily laborers of their business. They don't really have the professional staff to be able to perform some of the office duties. So sometimes their family members will be doubling that role. Sometimes they'll be performing that role from their truck.
That makes it difficult for these contractors to meet with clients. And without a computer, they write out most of their invoices and bids longhand. Blue Hills Executive Director Joanne Businger says that over the years, the organization has been working one-on-one with contractors to improve their capacity.
So we may start them out with a small project, a concrete project, or a water heater project at one of our multifamily properties. And then as they increase their business and are able to afford additional insurance as required by federally funded projects, then we can move them into and give them bidding opportunities for other construction projects, larger projects, like single-family renovation or home repair services.
And what kind of contractors are we talking about? What do they do?
Some of them do just very trade-specific, like heating and cooling, concrete work. And then we have a few contractors that we've been able to work with that can do complete home renovations or portions, major portions of home renovation.
I sat down with Joanne Businger in her office a few days ago to talk about how this idea of an incubator will address the needs of some of these small business owners.
The contractor incubator will provide very low-cost office space that is furnished with a desk, a chair, computer, access to copier equipment, conference room, and what it does is it allows them to do their business in a more professional way. Instead of doing it out of their truck at the job site, they can come to the office, they can perform their professional duties, they have access to equipment that they may not otherwise have. We'll be able to give them training on business acumen, such as estimating software or computer software. Will be able to improve their trade-specific issues like lead-based paint, asbestos abatement, Section 3 certification, which is disadvantaged contractors, and their MBEWBE certifications.
Which is the minority business owners, women business owners.
Correct.
Have you heard contractors or some construction companies having trouble finding enough businesses that are owned by women or led by minorities here in Kansas City?
There are often a lot of businesses that are eligible, but if they don't have some of those certifications through the City of Kansas City, Missouri, they're not always eligible to bid on city and federally funded projects that are endorsed by the city. So they may be a minority contractor, but they need to be certified through the city to work on these projects.
How much interest is there among contractors to set up offices there?
Well, we have 10 to 12 offices that will be available, and we have more letters of interest than we will have offices. So we'll have to prioritize that in some way, but definitely we're going to focus on the contractor that needs to build their capacity. You know, this is kind of a startup for them. So they won't be able to stay there indefinitely. They'll be able to increase their capacity, grow their business, and hopefully then they'll be able to go to other office space.
And will they pay some kind of rent?
There is very low-cost rent. It's less than $2 a square foot. The value to them will be in the training and how they connect with other contractors and regional contractors to increase their business opportunities.
And you've also heard from regional contractors that they're interested in offering these training sessions.
Right. We've talked with a lot of the larger local regional contractors. They are very excited about this opportunity. They have to meet participation goals as well. So if they can increase the pool of contractors that are available that are certified, certainly they're very excited. Not only that, but MCC, Full Employment Council, those groups have capacity to help us provide some of these trainings.
MCC being Metropolitan Community Colleges.
Correct.
Now, the Green Impact Zone, which the Blue Hills neighborhood is in, is this program that's concentrating federal stimulus funding to make significant changes in a 150-square-block area of East Kansas City. I wonder, where does your new business incubator fit in?
That's our goal, is to be able to increase the number of construction jobs available so that we can create jobs in the neighborhood and create demand within the Green Impact Zone.
One of the challenges that they've faced is not hiring many local people to do the work, or maybe not finding enough local people to do the work.
Right. Absolutely.
And when did you realize that this was an idea that you could get support for?
We owned the building since 2006, and we had a different multifamily use for the building, and we weren't able to secure the financing for that particular project because of the location to Bruce R. Watkins. So we started about 2 years ago really imagining what we could do with a site that is so prominent at 50th and Prospect and so visible from Bruce R. Watkins. Over 95,000 commuters have visibility to this site off of Bruce R. Watkins, 95,000 people. So we started thinking we need a beacon of urban development. We need something that really grabs their attention and something that is needed in the neighborhood. And that's just transforming Prospect Corridor. So we really started working with the architect and kind of dreaming this design of a beacon of hope for the neighborhood, something that is like a gateway to the community. And so we're real excited that this is going to happen. After 2 years, we're really excited that it's going to finally happen.
I understand that you have a very green design for this building.
This is 14,000 square foot building on 4 acres. It will be a complete energy efficient renovation. We're shooting for a minimum LEED Silver standard, which really makes the facility more efficient, it more environmentally sustainable, you know, reduces our local energy consumption. It will be a very green building.
It is an area that has a fair number of boarded up stores and empty lots. I wonder if you can talk about the building you're planning and how it will fit in that landscape there at 50th and Prospect.
There is an incredible amount of vacant property, vacant land in this general vicinity, but there are strong local businesses along the corridor as well. And so this project will begin that transformation of the Prospect Corridor, will begin to give hope to some of those businesses and hopefully encourage future development and future businesses. One of the things we would like to do is develop or work with the businesses in the area to develop a business association. And we're working right now on evaluating the demand for a community improvement district, which would provide resources so that we can start addressing some of the issues along the corridor, such as trash pickup, graffiti abatement, and so forth.
Are there other plans for development along that corridor, the Prospect Corridor?
There is a grocery store, and then the new Kansas City Police Lab, Crime Lab, is planned for north of 50th and Prospect. There are many development opportunities south of that area, to 63rd Street, and this will really connect or bridge the development that we've been doing in the interior of the neighborhood with our single-family new construction and acquisition rehab, and then we have two major minor home repair programs that work with owner-occupied residents to improve their home.
Joanne Boosinger is Executive Director of Blue Hills Community Services. Thanks so much for joining us on KC Currents.
Thank you so much.
The new Blue Hills Community Services Center and Contractor Incubator is slated to open this fall. It's being financed through Kansas City's EnergyWorks KC grant from the Department of Energy and funding from Housing and Urban Development and Greater Kansas City LISC. There'll be a community meeting about the project at the Plaza Branch of the Kansas City Public Library on Wednesday at 5:30.